Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. I'm your host, Big Les. Let's go through your Friday of a rugby league. We've got some great games on this evening. Obviously, the Dragons taking on the Warriors and then the Eels taking on the Dolphins. We've got two great games for your Friday. Let's get straight into them. Obviously, we'll start with the Dragons taking on the Warriors. This game's really hard to pick. Obviously, we don't know how to pick the form of the Dragons at the moment. Obviously, Jack Bird out as well for the Dragons. And obviously, Jesse Marschke a late out of this side. Michael Molo coming onto the bench. Farmani Brown, who was obviously a late pickup from the Dragons this week, is in the number 22 jersey in the reserves. He might also be a late in into this side as well. We'll have to wait and see. He might be that utility that Shane Flanagan has been talking about in recent press conferences, so we'll have to wait and see there with Farmani Brown. As for the Wars, obviously, Chanel Harris-Tavita, also a late out. Ali Leotua, obviously, into this side. We were talking about him being a late in into this team with Adam Pompey, obviously, coming in jersey number 17. Did I think that Chanel Harris-Tavita was going to be taken out of the side with Adam Pompey remaining in the lineup for an Ali Leotua? Really didn't expect this move. Again, just the mind boggles at where Adam Pompey is going to come into this game. Is he going to come in the back row? Is he going to come in the back line somewhere? But Ali Leotua on the bench here as well. Again, do both of these guys come on in the back row? Do they roam around the middle of the park? We'll have to wait and see. But it's a very interesting choice here by Andrew Webster. And I'm keen to see if it does come off for him off the bench. But let's have a look at these two 17s, obviously, for the Dragons. Tyrell Sloan is at fullback. Christian Tuipulotu and Michele Ravalawa on the wings. Moses Suli and Zach Lomax in the centres. Kyle Flanagan and Ben Hunt in the halves. Francis Molo and Hame Sele in the front row there. Jacob Little at nine. We've got Raymond Faitala-Marinaa in the back row with Jaden Sua, who has really impressed to start the year and obviously moved over to that left edge as well. Does he get that left-hand spot for the Maroons? He might be a bit of a smoky. Obviously, Rando has him in his smoky side, and the stats do back up Jaden Sua as well. So we'll have to wait and see how he goes over the next few weeks. We've got Tom Eisenhuth at 13, Blake Laurie, Jack DeBellin, Ben Murdoch-Masilla, and Michael Molo on the bench. It is a lot of pressure on Jacob Little to play the full 80 minutes there at hooker. We might see a Farmani Brown as a late in into this team for maybe a Ben Murdoch-Masilla. We'll have to wait and see. As for the Warriors, we've got Chance Nicol-Klokstad at fullback, who has been very underrated over the past few weeks. He's been absolutely killing it at fullback since his return from injury. Dallin Watene-Zelezniak and Marcelo Montoya on the wings. Rocco Berry and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in the centres. Tamade Martin and Sean Johnson in the halves. Adam Fanua Blake and Mitch Barnett in the front row. Wade Egan at nine. Jackson Ford and Kurt Capewell in the back row with Torhu Harris at 13. And then we've got Tom Allay, Jacob Laban, Adam Pompey, and Ali Leotua on the bench there for the Wars. I think the Warriors do win this game. As I said, the Dragons, their form line is just too hard to predict. Lomax going into the centres is going to be interesting on that right-hand side as Michele Ravalawa move over to that right-hand side to build a bit of a combination, that dangerous right-hand side that they love going to the Dragons. Does Michele Ravalawa join that right-hand side with Tuipulotu moving over to the left? Evidence would suggest that this is the move they're going for. Obviously, Tuipulotu played a lot of his Manly football on the left-hand side. So we'll have to wait and see, but I think that's the move that we'll be going for. Michele Ravalawa moving over back to that right-hand side. He's played right-hand side before. I think he played right last year. I think it's only recently he's moved over to the left, but I think he'll be moving back over to that right-hand side with Zach Lomax. But look, as I said, obviously Lomax played wing for the past few weeks. It will be interesting to see how he goes back in the centres. I'm very excited for it. I think that if Michele Ravalawa is on that right-hand side with him, Ravalawa will be set up with plenty of tries in this game. I think the forward battle is going to be really interesting here. I think the Wars do win the forward battle. Mitch Barnett, Adam Fanua Blake, they've been terrific through the middle over the past few weeks. So is Torhu Harris. Jackson Ford had a blinder last week too. So looking for these forwards to really stand up in this game. And Look, the bench rotation, while it is strange, the Warriors have come out this year and have blown teams away. They have been one of the better teams to start the year. Even in games that they've lost, they've still looked like a really competitive team. I think they do win this one, even though the bench rotation, it is a little bit confusing by Andrew Webster. It's definitely not the bench that I'd be going for, but yeah, I think I have to back the Warriors here. The Warriors to get the job done here. Obviously, away from home in a Wind Stadium, it does provide a lot of bad omens for the New Zealand Warriors, but I will take the favourites to win the game here on Crossbet under the same game multi-feature. You take the Warriors to win over the Dragons. Then we move to the anytime try scorers. I am going to take Dallin Watene. Zalesniak is in our try scorer bingo this weekend. So Dallin Watene Zalesniak hops straight into my multi. Then I'm also going to take for the other side, the Dragons. I'm going to go ahead and chuck in Tyrell Sloan. He's had a few quiet weeks. I think that he turns that around against the Warriors. I'm tipping him as a smoky to score a try and add a bit of value to your multi as well. It is $6.50. It isn't too bad at all here. Tyrell Sloan, Dallin Watene Zalesniak to score with the Waz to win. $6.50, not bad value for the favourite. Let's move on to the next game. The Parramatta Reels taking on the Dolphins. It is going to be a very interesting clash. Obviously, both sides with key outs. Kelma Tuolungi in the back row. He comes out of the side. Blaze Tuolungi comes into the bench rotation. Where does Blaze Tuolungi come into the game if he's roaming around the side through the middle? He's going to be very dangerous. Obviously, his main position is fullback. So if he does play a bit of a roaming role through the middle, I think he is going to be very, very dangerous and hard to handle through the middle of the park. A lot of speed and X factor through the middle is always dangerous for any side to defend. Obviously, for the Dolphins, a massive out for them is Hamiso Tabuai-Vaidoa at fullback. It is going to be a massive loss as he's out for the next few weeks with a hamstring injury. Trey Fuller, though, he does come into the fullback jersey. I do rate Trey Fuller. The way that he plays is very different to Hamiso Tabuai-Vaidoa. He's a lot tougher. He does play a lot more with his body, putting his body on the line in a lot of plays rather than the slick ball playing and the X factor. He's a lot tougher and he straightens up the attack a lot more than what a Hamiso Tabuai-Vaidoa does. So I'm excited to see Trey Fuller here at fullback. I think the Dolphins are going to play a lot different game. Obviously, than what they do with Hammer at fullback. I think that Trey Fuller is going to be very good. In saying that, though, it is still a very big loss. Lachlan Huebner, the debutant from last week, and Anthony Milford have been dropped out of the side. We do have Sean O'Sullivan coming into the team. Max Plath returns from injury, from suspension, coming there in the 13, and then Ray Stone moves to the bench. So, very interesting change here. Sean O'Sullivan has come in previously last year to play a bit of hooker off the bench. I imagine he's going to be playing a similar role as a utility coming off the bench in this game. Let's look at the team list here for the Parramatta Reels. We've got Clint Gutherson at fullback, Bailey Simonson and Sean Russell on the wings, Will Panasini and Morgan Harper in the centres, Dejan Arce and Dylan Brown in the halves, Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Bolo in the front row, Joey Lussick is at 9, Sean Lane and Bryce Cartwright in the back row. Jermaine Hopgood is at 13. Luca Morietti, Ryan Madison, Joe Offahang-Gaway, and Blaze Tuolungi off the bench there for the Parramatta Reels. For the Dolphins, Trey Fuller is at fullback. Jermaine Asako and Jack Bostock are on the wings. Jake Averillo and Tessie New are in the centres. Cody Nikorima and Isaiah Katoa in the halves. Jesse Bromwich and Mark Nichols in the front row with Jeremy Marshall-King at 9. Kenny Bromwich and Ewan Aiken in the back row. Max Plath at 13. Josh Kerr, Sean O'Sullivan, Ray Stone, and Jared Wallace off the bench there for the Dolphins. Now, for me, while the record at Darwin for the Parramatta Reels isn't the best, I am going to take them in this game. I think they do win at Darwin. They get one of their first wins at Darwin too against the Dolphins side who, losing Hamiso Tabuai-Vaidoa, yes, Trey Fuller is a great player, but I think they are still going to hurt from the loss of Hamiso Tabuai-Vaidoa, who creates a lot of opportunities and ices a lot of opportunities too when they spread out to their edges. I think that having Hammer out of this side for the Dolphins is going to be huge. And I think if you judge off the week that the Eels just had, I think that they are going to come in primed for this game. So the Parramatta Eels for me to get the win, I think they win the forward battle as well. Regan Campbell-Gillard going up against Jesse Bromwich. Junior Paulo against Mark Nichols here. And then obviously the bench rotation as well. A fired up Luca Morietti, who has been killing it over the past few weeks against Josh Kerr. Ryan Madison against Sean O'Sullivan. Joe Offa and Galway against Ray Stone. Jared Wallace, Blaise Talangi. This bench battle as well is going to be very, very interesting. Sean Lane has been very good over the past few weeks. You might get a bit of value out of him as an anytime try scorer. He'll be running up against a Ewan Aiken on that right edge. It's going to be a very interesting battle. Sean Lane might have a bit of value behind him as an anytime try scorer. I won't be going that way, but there is a bit of value there if you want to go down that lane. No pun intended. If you do go into the cross bet, same game, multi-feature, under the game, the Eels taking on the Dolphins, and you have the Eels to win the game head-to-head. You then go to your try scorer section in the same game multi-feature in Crossbet, and we're going to pick our try scorers. I'm going to go with, it's going to be a tough one for me, obviously, with Hammer out, it does rule out one of the key try scorers here for the Dolphins. Do you just go for a simple one here with the Dolphins and take Jermaine Asako? I think you do. I'm going to go with Jermaine Asako here to score a try in this game. I'm also going to go with Will Penasini on that right center edge. He has been killing it, absolutely killing it for the Parramatta Reels. I think that he does score a try in this game. Will Penasini and Jermaine Asako to score tries in this game with the Parramatta Reels to beat the Dolphins. It is $6.75. Not bad value again here for outside backs to score with the favourite to win, the Eels. Make sure if you're going to have a punt with anyone, you do it with CrossFit, but most importantly, you do it responsibly. That's full time. See you in the next one.